We're in the middle of Simon Taf Ayin Hey Seif Aleph. We've discussed eating of the matz, eating of the maror, and now we're up to the koreth. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "V'achar kach notel matzah shlishis uvotzeh mimena v'karchu imamor v'tovu b'charoses." After the matzah and the maror, you have the sandwich, you have the koreth. Why do we do this? Because Hillel held, one of the Tanoim, that the correct way to do the mitzvah was eating the Korban Pesach together with the matzah and maror. As a zecher to Hillel, we eat the matzah and the maror together. The Shulchan Aruch says you dip it in charoses. The Ramah says some say that you don't dip it, and some say you don't dip it. And the Mishnah Berurah says you follow your custom. And nowadays the standard practice is that people dip the koreth in the charoses. Now you can't just eat the koreth, because the mitzvah of matzah nowadays is deraisa and maror is derabanan. And if you eat only the koreth, then the taste of the matzah, which is derabanan, mixes in with the matzah. And you don't fulfill the mitzvah deraisa of matzah, because it's a different level. And the tam of the maror is mevatel, the tam of the matzah, that's from the mitzvah of the Torah, deraisa. Therefore, first you eat the matzah, then the maror, and then the korech. Now, we mentioned this last time, the Shulchan Aruch says that when you say the brach of alchilas matzah, you shouldn't talk until after eating the korech, because the brach on the matzah should also go on the eating of the matzah and the maror of the korech. There shouldn't be a hefsek, because the bracha on the matzah goes for all the mitzvah of matzah, which is the first matzah, and also the matzah of the korech. Midrabanan, you're being yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with the korech, according to Hillel. Similarly, the bracha on the maror that you said also refers to the maror you're eating at the korech. So you shouldn't be talking about other things during the mitzvah of matzah, maror, korech, if you're saying things that are relevant to the mitzvah, like, please pass the maror, where's the haroses, that's mutter. But to stop talk about things you shouldn't be doing at that time, because it's a hefsek between the bracha and the matzah, and the eating of the korech. Now, certainly, if you do talk, you don't have to go and say the bracha again, because you yotze the mitzvah of matzah and maror, and the Mishnah Berurah says, if you talk, you obviously don't go back and say a bracha again, a separate bracha, Birchas HaMitzvah, before you eat the Korech. Oh. Now the Shulchan Aruch quotes here, V'omer Zecher LeMikdash Kehillel V'yochan V'yachad V'haseva. Before you eat the Korech, you say the paragraph of Zecher LeMikdash Kehillel. That's why you're eating the Korech, as a Zecher, a remembrance of what Hillel did in the Beis HaMikdash. Now here there's a very fascinating discussion in the Be'er Halacha that maybe this paragraph is a hefsek between the bracha on the matzah and the maror and the eating of the korech. And the Mishnah Berurah suggests that maybe it's better to not say this paragraph until after finishing the korech. However, that's not the common minhag. The common practice is that we do say this paragraph. It's written in all the Haggadahs before the korech, and that's the minhag. Rav Nevensal Shlita points out that there's one angle where it's better to say it before the korech. Why? Because you want to show that you're not doing Baal Tosif. You're not going to add on to the Torah. Here we ate the matzah, we ate the maror. Now we're doing more. We're adding on to the Torah. So we declare, no, we're doing this now not to add on to the Torah. We're doing this now as a zecher to what Hillel did. So Rav Nevensal thinks that it's proper to announce before the korech the zecher lemikdash kill, and dafka, it should dafka be said before the eating of the korech. I think now would be a good time to just review some of the details of the mitzvah of matzah and maror and the korech. So first of all of this should be explained before you go to wash for the matzah. Because once you start eating the matzah, like we said, you shouldn't be discussing things unless they're directly relevant to the mitzvah. So before you go to wash your hands, before eating the matzah, you should explain what's going to be happening, the matzah, the maror, the korech. Now, how much matzah do you eat at the Seder? So we assume that a regular kezias is roughly a third of a machine matzah. at the Seder, we're machmir to eat the size of a kezias, of a deraisa kezias, which is a bigger shear, which many poskim assume, Rav Eider, Zatzal, and also the kezias book, that it's roughly two-thirds of a mishneh matzah, 7 by 4 inches. For the korech, you would eat a piece of matzah, 7 by 2 inches. Korech is only a mitzvah derabanan, so we're making it with a smaller shear. Roughly the size of a third of a machine matzah. If you're using hand matzah has different thicknesses, not as standard as machine matzah. You would have to estimate how much hand matzah you use about that size. The Kezias book gives you the how to compare them. Basically, you can assume that you would use that size of hand matzah, 7 by 4 inches or 7 by 2. Unless the hand matzahs are considered very, very thin. And the Kezias book explains what makes the hand matzah very thin. But for the maror, so assuming you're going to use lettuce leaves, so guidelines and the Kezias book say a piece of lettuce roughly the size of 8 by 6 inches is enough. It's very interesting. In America, many people do 8 by 10 inches. Why? Because that's the shear which Rav David Feinstein Shlita brings in his Kol Dodi Haggadah. It's very unclear to me how the Gedolei HaPoskim just have different measurements for this. The Kezias book and guidelines follow 8 by 6, and one is certainly allowed to follow that. I guess it would be a chumrah to follow Rav David's shear of 8 by 10 inches. And that shear, what's it, 8 by 6 inches, is both for the maror of the mitzvah of maror, and for the amount of maror when you're eating the sandwich of the korech. Oh. And for mitzvos deraisa, it's preferable to try to eat the kezias within 2 minutes. That would be the first matzah. For mitzvos derabanan, like maror and korech, 4 minutes would be fine. And even for the mitzvah of matzah deraisa, if you eat it within 4 minutes, that's also acceptable. That's what the svarim say. Oh. If a person has a very hard time with these measurements, so there's a Chashiva Talmud Chacham, Rav Hadar Margolin Shlita, who developed and explained with many makoros a smaller shear for a kezias, and his measurements are available online. And if someone is not well, if someone is much older and it's hard to eat the shear that I mentioned, one should look into the measurements from Rav Hadar Margolin, and one is allowed to rely on them. B'makom choli. Okay, we'll stop here.